It's 8:45 on the clock. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, March 25th. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Tiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lidl. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held March 11, 2020. Approve all claims through March 25, 2020 in the amount of $569,552.24. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve canceling check number 200-20133 to BW plus Grand Island Inn in the amount of $96. Approve 2-year agreement for lawn mowing to Beatrice Lawn Care. Approve specs and call for bids on a 2020 or newer hydraulic detachable trailer. Bids to be opened April 22nd, 2020 at 9:30 a.m. That is the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Lidl. Any discussion?
Well, number six, do you think they really need that one?
I know we had a conversation that we had a, I was going to say on number seven, I thought we bought a trailer several times. I saw that new trailer down there. It's slightly used and slightly short.
I suppose number six, we could just buy some sheep.
Yeah. Also true, invest in some shearing.
Part of the Green New Deal, of course, they do have gas.
Is number 16 pulled and voted on separately?
If you'd like it pulled, we can.
Well, that way it's clearer than this phrase upstairs.
And number six is a 2-year agreement for a company I own. Would you like that pulled, Roger?
That might be a good idea. Just then your votes separate apart in the record.
Is that okay, Mr. Bauman, to amend your...
I will amend my motion, and I will make a motion to approve items 1 through 5 and 7, and then consider 6 separate.
Second.
All right, I'll ask you to vote on approving 1 through 5 and 7 on the consent agenda. Vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Item 6. Approved 2-year agreement for lawn mowing to Beatrice Lawn Care.
So moved. Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Bauman. Seconded by Hill. Any discussion? Vote. 6 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Regular agenda, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors. Do we have any public comment? Is there anyone in the hallway? All right. We'll make an amendment to the agenda for an emergency item. This would be for potential closure of the courthouse and posting some information as to how people can communicate with the courthouse through email, phone, and the Dropbox. Roger, where should we put that? Just anywhere on the agenda?
You put it at the end of your...
At the end of this regular schedule.
Just for the record, this has basically been required as a result of recent developments with the significant health issue surrounding the CV virus.
So we will have that after, that's the last item on our agenda.
You need a motion to approve having that on the agenda. I'd make that to approve adding that to the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by
Byers
to add the emergency closure to our agenda at the end. Vote. 7 in favor. Up next, committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Morning, Dave.
Everyone. On the consent agenda was the lawn mowing. I did ask for 3 informal bids and received 1 back. The total amount was $4,700, which was a $75 increase from last year, so it pretty much stayed the same. Everything's been going well with our lawn mowing in the past year, so we'll continue with that.
So out there when I used to mow lawns when I was a kid for $1.50 a lawn.
There you go.
Yeah.
I bet you if you would do that, Dave would still take that, too.
The only other thing I have is we are just continuing to spray fog and wipe down things the best that we can. Lisa lined me up with a really nice fogger that we can go into an office after they're closed and just let the mist, you know, spray up and come down. It doesn't disturb any paperwork or anything. And then I do use it hallways, stairwells, restrooms. I kind of spray things until they are damp with the disinfectant. We will continue to do that as long as needed. So, otherwise, everything's going well.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for all you do, Dave.
Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance and insurance.
Mr. Chairman, large ticket item. City Beatrice quarterly ambulance service fees, $45,000. U.S. Postal Service meter postage machine, $25,000. Washington County Sheriff inmate boarding, $13,519.48. Beatrice concrete, sand and gravel, rock and gravel, $12,113.12. NMC exchange filters, bring away, $46,854.38. Sapp Brothers Petroleum Fuel, $15,681.59. Those are the large ticket items.
Thank you. We also talked about adding some technology here. I called Mr. Blackburn. He was going to get a hold of the clerk and talk about something for possibly virtual meetings, something like that. He said there's multiple options for that with different prices. He started to explain those to me, and it's really based on what we're going to do with those items. Some of that could be, some of the costs could be made back in drive time. Like if we want to talk to Manelli Wagner, he could present to us virtually, and then we would save that drive time back and forth. Same with some other people we may ask to come in, but I don't know. Don did.
Haven't heard from him.
Okay, he was going to give you a shout, but yeah. There was, I don't know, there's varying forms of tablets, surfaces, computers, and they all have very different uses. I guess I thought they were all more or less the same, but he's going to go over that more with us. Human resource, employee relations. We will have a closed session for negotiations after this meeting. Do we need to do anything differently for that?
As part of this meeting?
Do we need to add that as?
Yeah.
Do we go through that the same way? Ask for a motion to add something for ongoing negotiations in closed session after.
Again, you have to declare the emergency that's required.
Okay, so I would ask for an emergency closed session to go over negotiations with the sheriff, personnel negotiations.
To add to the agenda.
To add to the agenda at the end after discussion of the emergency closure.
So moved.
Second.
That's what I was wondering. I don't know. Is it technically an emergency for?
Because we're almost April and this has to be done before July 1st.
All right.
I didn't know if there was some recent thing that just.
The sheriff just called me this morning on this on the way in. And so that Okay, that's moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion on this closed session? Vote. 7 in favor. Law enforcement, emergency management.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm just going to let you know that Unified Command is on a conference call this morning at 9, so I'll be leaving shortly for that. Things are going fairly well. I think the biggest thing for right now that I sent you, you have on your desk, is some resources from NEMA, Nebraska Emergency Management. Lots of different entities, Small Business Administration is coming forward. There is links and so forth for public information. So as things move forward and help is needed, that tends to, those links come forward. So we're trying to push as much information out there as we possibly can. There is another stockpile for PPE, which is personal protective equipment, going to be a release hopefully by yet this weekend or the first of the week. So that'll put a lot of our fire departments maybe in a little bit better situation. Hospital gowns have been on that level, have almost been at zero. So I'm going to make connections here also after that meeting for some hospital gowns that we're just kind of trading around for our first responders, especially those along Highway 77, because they don't always know. Dispatch, another series of questions is being asked to try to categorize what type of call it is, if all else can be done, at the time that call, emergency call is coming in. So that also prepares kind of the scene before they get there. So we're moving forward, I guess. Let us know if we can help in any way. And I think as of this morning or last night, there were 61 confirmed cases in Nebraska, of which the one that has been presumed is presumed positive for Gage County, but it is not a confirmed positive. So, but a presumed positive based upon the type of testing that is done. So,
and you're having meetings Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the morning with the Unified Command that mm-hmm. kind of keeps everybody in the loop together.
Yes, that is correct. So,
thanks. Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Morning.
Just a couple things. This is alluded to, the COVID kind of kept us hopping. I have instituted probably about 25 or 30 protocols to try to protect the staff and the jail population. And then the other thing is, we're just starting to gear up. Courts are still open, and so as long as they stay open, we're going to plan on the April 29th sentencing on the Kilo case. So they're saying we might have quite a few people there, so we're probably going to do a partial day screening station on the first floor again. It'll be a little different dynamic for us now. We're going to figure out we're going to handle that with all this COVID going on, but we're going to try to get on top of that and work through that. So,
Sheriff, how do we do that with 10 people in the courtroom?
The judge, it'll be interesting how the judge is going to handle that. That's going to be kind of his thing. I don't know. Have you talked to Mike Brown, the judge, that can do that?
No.
Not yet. So we got a lot of things we've got to plan yet.
Basically, I know they've limited the number of people that are coming into the court proper,
yeah.
And once they hit that 10,
yeah.
Nobody else comes in.
So,
and they're limiting, like if it's friends or family that want to come in,
yeah.
There's rules that the judges have imposed so that we stay within the recommendations from the state.
And I think the media will still be upstairs in the county attorney's office like was before. I'm guessing the way it sounds, everything run for that. And that worked pretty well for them, I guess. So,
would that... what the overflow of family and friends, where are they going to go? Because I would assume that 10 in the hallway would be
there's a similar also. Situation. And again,
yeah.
Just talking with the two presiding judges, my understanding they're handling that on a case by case basis. There's some cases, obviously, there's the defendant certainly has rights, but so does the victim, some of these things. So I think they're just doing whatever they can to spread it out and keep it within the 10. People as much as they can. Knock on wood, we won't have too many of these bigger cases like we had recently.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
sir.
You think here, would be a good time to say that how you're operating your office over there, or allowing anybody in, or?
Well, it'd be easier. I'd just give the whole printout and try to remember all of them. I got so many. Seems like every day I don't remember all of them anymore. So I get that to them.
You've already had it.
You got it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So yeah, needless to say, I'm trying best I can to stay out of it. So
you could let the board know.
I could. And I'll get a copy over to you. Be glad to do that in black and white, of course. Yeah.
And Don could get it posted on the.
I have it on the website.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do you have all of them?
Well, I don't know if you've got.
I'll just
you've only sent whatever you've sent.
So
me.
She
I
has all
up.
Of them that you've sent over.
Yeah.
I got a 2-page spreadsheet. So
if you haven't sent it, then I don't have it. So.
All right. Very good.
Road and Bridge, do you have my notes, Terry?
Yes, I do. Not much going on. Galen has approved specs and called for bids on a 2020 or newer hydraulic detached trailer. Bids will be open on April 22nd at 9:30 a.m.
Do you have anything else for us, Galen? We called and had Galen stay down at the shop Monday because instead of coming up without a lot going on, or do you have anything else you want to add to that?
We did close the office down Monday.
Oh, will you come up to the microphone, please, Galen? It's probably good that we do have just the added steps you've put in place.
We closed the office and the shop down Monday. We put a sign on the door with the phone number if anybody needed attention to anything. We also sent letters out to all the township officials on them, instructed them what to do if they need blades, culverts, et cetera, if they had gravel rock requests or road concerns, gave them the number to call. And an email also that they can send it to. So that's what we're doing right now.
Everything's operating as usual, other than contact
yes.
is limited.
Yes.
I'd say that's a good step, and you know, something that can be done without hindering progress.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, Galen.
Okay.
Gates County Tourism, Angie. Bruna called me this morning. Our tourism director is under the weather right now. And she was going to come in but asked if she could just email something. I was going to look to see if I got that. Just a quick update, I think. Notes for supervisors. It's loading. Okay, here we go. On behalf of Gage County Tourism, we apologize for not being able to attend today's meeting due to an unexpected personal conflict and illness. They're busy planning homestead days, the parade, and events. The last Tourism Advisory Committee meeting held earlier in March, they talked and recommended to, they visited and recommended that the Board of Supervisors vote to fund $8,000 of the $50,000 Beatrice Sertoma restroom facility project at Astro Park. As you know, last year a splash pad was installed at Astro Park and has been met with huge popularity and success. Not only used by community and family members, but also visitors. These visitors may be day travelers, or they may be family members who live in town or are visiting for ball games. Given the near proximity to Hannibal Park, the Tourism Advisory Committee feels this is a worthwhile investment to enhance the splash pad attraction and recommend a vote of support. There was also a recommended appointee to the Tourism Advisory Committee, Jenna Feringer. And there's a little bit of information about her. She's originally from Pickerel. She's married to Alex Feringer, who's from Humphrey, Nebraska. She teaches at Tri-County Public School as a K-6 resource teacher and has a daughter and a son. But that'll come up on our next item. But that's just a real brief tourism update. Like I say, there was some illness and then some pre-scheduled meetings, and their staff is limited, so I said it's not necessary to come today. If you have any questions for tourism, please reach out to Angie Bruna or give me a shout, and we'll visit about it. Were you able to attend that? Are you on the tourism? Were you able to attend that meeting? I won't ask you then. We'll call that the Gage County Tourism Semi kind of update report.
I mean, this wasn't their quarter report.
No.
Quarter report anyhow.
They're just going to give an update. Up next, approve or disapprove appointing Jenna Feringer as member to the Tourism Advisory Committee for a 4-year term ending June 30th, 2024, and that was recommended by the Advisory Board.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Bauman. Any discussion on this appointment? Seeing none, vote 7 in favor. Approve or disapprove the Gage County Visitor Improvement Grant to Sertoma for the splash pad.
And I didn't know what it was until after the agenda, but everybody should have a copy.
You each have a copy of this Visitor Improvement Fund application on your desk. This is what she had written about. The first paragraph gives a quick overview of that. The splash pad at the Astro Park, which is at 19th and Hoyt Road, I think, or I guess where the water tower is in Beatrice. Splash pad was installed by the city there. This is to help fund the addition of restrooms at that park. And driving by, it seems like it has been a popular attraction for people. There are the ballparks just down Hoyt Road there, and I mean, you basically have to drive by that to go out to the ballparks.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle. Any discussion on this? That was a recommendation for $8,000.
I think the
project was about $50,000. I would ask you to vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. This kind of goes along with some of the stuff Matt's talked about with park improvements around the area. Anything else for the good of the order? I guess we do have on our agenda that we added for potential closure. Prior to discussion, I'd ask for a motion and a second for the closure of the courthouse, which would be closure of the exterior doors. Staff would still be actively working. Outside people would either call, email, text, or drop things off the drop box. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Lytle. This would go along with this press release that's going to be given to the newspaper and the radio. All business will still be conducted as usual, other than with limited interaction with the public face-to-face. The Dropbox is available, the internet is available, phone is available, and we still have appointments ahead of time. So if you would call in and need face-to-face contact or person-to-person contact to do your business, everything will be listed on the sheet, which will be posted on the website if this is approved, as well as on each exterior door. Each office has a phone number and address, as well as fax number and email. Vehicles and driver's license renewals can still be done online, and the website's given for that. Real estate and personal property tax payments to the state can be made, and the website's given for that. County court will still be open. What we had discussed before, if you need to come into the building, either Sergeant Davidson or some of his staff in the courthouse will go down to the door and escort them to the appropriate office. just so that we don't have people wandering around in the halls. But this will just tighten up the actual courthouse shell and still allow business to proceed, but limit the exposure to the staff here in the courthouse. County court and district court both will be open, and their websites are available for payment. And I guess also listed on here would be the Child Support Payment Center's website as well, and the court self-help website. But these will be readily available on the website and our website, as well as each door. But I guess, do you guys have any additional discussion or recommendation for this? Mr. Jurgens.
What length of time are you talking to him?
There's not a set amount of time. The less amount of time, the better. I guess if we want to put a time limit on this for now and then review it again at a later date, or if we want to wait till CDC recommendations change, with a 10-person limit in a room, it's really hard. Plus, we have people coming from out of state, whether it's for marriage licenses, licensing, paying bills. It's starting to make some of the staff very nervous, I guess, when people are coming in with masks and gloves and this, that, and the other. By appointment, just, and even if it's,
have to call the office.
They'll have to call that specific office. It would be best to call ahead. If that doesn't happen, these notices will be on the doors with the phone numbers, and they can call up, and then the courthouse security staff can escort them through the courthouse to the appropriate office. The courts will also be called, and I don't know how, Roger, I don't know if you want to give us how that works, but as the courts are in session still, people will have to be moved from first floor up to third floor to go through the court process.
I think Sergeant Davidson, they're working on that already, and I know the courts have a lot of basically directives from the court administrator's office that they're following as far as moving cases that are not required to be held right now, kicking them down the road a little bit. So, again, everybody's trying to work with this. It's going to be some inconvenience for the public. They don't just walk up here and walk in the door. But, again, I think Sergeant Davidson will work with them as they come in, check with the office. And hopefully, I know with our office, we're going to try and make as many arrangements either through phone or email. And we work with a lot of law enforcement people, so it just save some people coming up. And have any contact. And I think the courts, like I said, they're setting up their own timelines as far as working with Sergeant Davidson. So once we get this done, and again, Saline County's already done this, Jefferson County's done it, several other counties in the area. In response to you, some of them are looking at this on a week-by-week basis, talking to the emergency management people, just so there's continued communication coordination.
Would you like to add, Mr. Jurgens?
Personnel required to come in and to work.
Everyone will still be coming to work. As far as staff, this will be an inconvenience, but we are very lucky to live in 2020 where we have the digital age and we can process things online without being in person all the time and paying cash. Would you like to add that we review this at each meeting or put a time limit on it?
No, I'm not asking for that, but I was just curious if there was a we're going to do this till June 1st, or, you know, if there was a time frame into it. I mean, I think, yeah, it should be reviewed. I mean, you don't know what you know.
And we don't know what this coronavirus is going to do, so we've got to just take it one step at a time. Yeah. So we approve this, and if we need to approve it again, we will. But for the time being, it'll just go into effect and stay in effect until we change it.
That's the way it's worded then? It'll be in effect until we officially change that.
That would be the way it is now. We don't have an end date on it. And I guess just for the board's information, I mean, I think most of you probably see it already, but NACO's putting out a map that shows which courthouses are open and which ones are closed. We were one of the last courthouses in our immediate area that was still completely open to the public. We switched last week to open, but encouraging people to do things by phone and the internet last week. And this is just an additional step. Everyone's still at work. We should be able to process things. It just may be a little more inconvenient, but hopefully it protects not only staff, but also the public coming into the building.
Okay.
Strange times we're in right now. Any additional discussion on the potential closure or any language change to the press release anyone would like?
Okay.
With that, I would ask for a vote then. 7 in favor, motion carries.
I would like to ask, is this immediately or do we wait until the end of the day?
It says effect immediately, so whatever you want to do.
It's written effective immediately. Sergeant, do you have any opinion on this? How
once we get the signage up, fortunately, today's Wednesday, so we have no court in which people should be coming up, so we should be able to get this accomplished. I did go around and was able to catch most of the department heads. Obviously, you were busy, but I'm thinking most of them would prefer if we put a table on the east lower entrance, and if somebody comes up, they will send somebody from their staff to go down and meet them and conduct the business down there at that table instead of having somebody going through the courthouse and coming into their office. As much as can be done down there. For an example.
I'm sorry, Sergeant, will you come up to the microphone?
For example, the treasurer's office, they have dealers that bring in titles that need to be done. They can call and prearrange to meet somebody down at the entrance. They can take the titles back up there, call them and tell them when they're ready, and then meet them back down there. That way we're just limiting the access to that one small area instead of having people come around. So the communication would go to us, who's coming, and then we would get a hold of the appropriate office and they can meet them down as much as they can or they want to.
And Dave, you can get up a sign immediately, I would think, that says they have to go through that bottom entrance.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be a learning curve. I'm sure there'll be changes as we go. We made it through the screening station. We'll make it through this.
Yep.
Any other comment on this? All right. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session then necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. And this will be for ongoing FOP negotiations. No action will be taken after this.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Liza, second by Dorn to go into closed session at 9:18 on the clock. Vote. 7 in favor. Do you need a break, Eddie?
Yep.
I would ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:25 on the clock. Moved by Dorn, second by Hill to come out of closed session at 10:25 on the clock. Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. I would ask for is there anything else for the good of the order? Seeing not, I would ask for a motion to adjourn at 10:26 on the clock.
So moved.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Oh. Second by Byers. Any discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. We are adjourned at 10:25 on the clock.